USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Minneapolis Police Chief calling the actions of four now fired. The Minneapolis Police Chief calling the actions of four now fired police officers involved in the death of George Floyd a violation of humanity, saying that's what led to their firings as quickly as it did. Fired officer Derek Chauvin is seen kneeling on Floyd's neck for over 8 minutes despite Floyd's pleas that he was unable to breathe. Chauvin facing murder and manslaughter charges. Local, state, and federal investigations are expected to lead to charges soon against the three other fired officers who watched but didn't intervene. The fact that they're not yet charged is puzzling U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I haven't seen a situation where there's a scene of the crime and people haven't been taken into custody immediately.
And as for the charges so far against Chauvin,
I have my own concern about a murder three charge.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Few American cities have escaped violence and damage after the death of George Floyd a week ago today at the hands of Minneapolis police officers. Case in point, Portland, Oregon, long known as a bastion for social activism and usually civil demonstrations on a variety of issues, but it's even seen millions of dollars worth of damage done to stores and infrastructure in recent nights. The mayor, Ted Wheeler, says they're not honoring the life of George Floyd.
He will highlight that he was right in getting the economy going again, the skeptics were wrong, and also the political advantage as well. He believes it will help the president's re-election campaign.
There was, however, a different kind of moment early on in yesterday's Portland protests when a line of city cops in riot gear stood in front of a crowd of demonstrators and then all took a knee, prompting many in the crowd to walk up and shake hands with the officers. Videos of it have gone viral. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A trio of suspects now facing federal charges for allegedly attacking police officers with Molotov cocktails during weekend violence in New York City. Documents indicate the Brooklyn lawyers Collinford Mattis and Arouj Rahman had explosive components after one of them chucked a Molotov cocktail at an NYPD vehicle. And in another case, Samantha Shader of Catskill, New York, which is north of the city, is charged with allegedly throwing a Molotov cocktail at a police vehicle in Brooklyn that had officers inside at the time. President Trump is holding off on the G7 meeting that was scheduled for next month because he says he wants to invite four additional countries' leaders. Trump telling reporters on Air Force One over the weekend the summit won't happen until at least September at the earliest, and he would invite Russia, Australia, India, and South Korea to attend. Trump calling the group of seven largest economies an outdated model. And China says the U.S. is, in its words, addicted to quitting after the president announced his intention to pull out of the World Health Organization. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman saying the withdrawal reveals a pursuit of power politics and unilateralism. The official saying that the international community disagrees with what he calls the selfish behavior of the United States. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.